It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I'd like to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday. It's a wonderful day. I hope you're able to get outside, enjoy it. Fall is here, so pick some apples. Get your local nursery. Take advantage of sales that they may be having. It's time to plant tulips and daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, all of your spring flowering bulbs that will wake you up after being stuck in the house all winter long. And, you know, the Farmer's Almanac is calling for a winter with some good snowstorms this year. So having bulbs that bloom in the early spring could be something that would help you a great deal after a long, snowy winter. Mums are beautiful right now, and try and choose mums that are not in full bloom. You still want them some buds, just beginning to show color. That way you get to enjoy them a lot longer. And the one thing you want to do when you buy a mum, pull the plant out of the pot. Okay? Now, those roots are growing in a circle around the edges of the pot. I want you to take a sharp knife, a steak knife even. Turn the plant upside down. Cut into the bottom of the pot, the bottom of the root ball, an X. Then, on the sides of the root ball, I want you to continue the line of your X all the way to the top. So you're cutting in the side 4 times, about a half an inch deep, and an X on the bottom, and then plant. Otherwise, the roots will continue to grow in the circle. When you cut the roots, they move out into the soil, they get established, and you have a better chance of them coming back next year in your garden. Now, if you're looking for something that's going to bloom for a long time, flowering cabbage, flowering kale, and the colder the weather gets, the more coloration those plants will have, and they will last beyond Christmas, planted in your garden or in a planter. If there's no snow on the ground, they look beautiful. If you get a good snow, the snow will melt, and there's the cabbage and the kale in colors of purple, pink, and white. So there's a lot to get that will give you color from now until Christmas and beyond, and first thing in the spring. So get down to the garden center. Now, if you're having problems with voles are vegetarians, and they will eat bulbs, chipmunks, squirrels. Tell them, and they will show you the bulbs that are not eaten by rodents. Daffodils, hyacinths, are not eaten by rodents. Tulips, crocuses, are eaten by rodents. So by changing what you normally plant, you avoid potential problems. Okay? A little bit of fertilizer, a little bit of soil moist with the mycorrhizae that's been added to it to help retain the moisture and to motivate the root system, and you're in great shape. And one last thing before we go to the caller's line. Those of you that have PG hydrangea, and that's the hydrangea that's in bloom right now. It has a cone-shaped cluster of flowers. If you have not been hit by a frost, cut them with a stem 2 feet long, maybe even 3 feet long. Strip all the foliage off. Tie them in a bundle of 10 or 12 and hang them from the rafters in your garage or the rafters in your tool shed and let them dry. But you have to hang them upside down. And within a 2 week period, they're bone dry. You bring them in, you put them in a big vase on your kitchen table, and those hydrangeas will last all winter long. The other thing that you can do with the hydrangea flowers, and especially if they've got some pink in it, you dry them the same way. You go to a craft store or a garden center, and you buy a wreath ring. And you can take the blossoms from the hydrangea and tie them on the wreath ring to create a wreath of hydrangea blossoms. It's absolutely beautiful. You hang it on your wall, and it will last 2, maybe even 3 years. So don't throw the hydrangea flowers. If they look good, cut them, dry them, strip all the leaves off, and then use them to give you some great color during the fall and the winter months in your home. Okay, our phone number is 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give Tom a call, and he'll get you set up. Okay? Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Mike from New Jersey with a question about Queen of the Night.
Mike, how can we help you with Queen of the Night? Tell me what the problem is.
Yes. Hi, Paul. Great show you have.
Thank you.
I listen to you all the time on my smartphone. I have a Queen of the Night plant. I bought it about 7, 8 years. It never bloomed. It's crazy. It never blooms. I do everything that people say you should do. It's on the internet. I put it outside in the summertime. I bring it inside and it gets below 40 degrees. I fertilize it with like a super bloom after rain, though, once a month in the summertime. And I just can't get it to bloom. It's supposed to have these beautiful white flowers that bloom at night. I've had it 7 years now. It's about 5 feet tall and 5 feet wide. And it's growing nice. It's green, but it's no, there's no flowers.
Okay. What size pot is it in, Mike?
It's in about a 14-inch pot.
Okay. And it looks really, really healthy?
It looks pretty healthy. There's a couple of dried pieces, so I trimmed them off.
Okay.
I don't know if it was too much rain got to them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it to bloom. Now I have it in a sun porch, and I have it facing south, and a sun porch facing south. And then I heard that when it goes below 40 degrees, you're supposed to bring it in. It's
right.
About 50 degrees where I live. So I don't know. At night, it's about 50 degrees. And during the day, it's about 65, 70. So it's like, I don't know what to do with it because the plant never bloomed in 7 years. And I fertilize it. And some other people say don't over-fertilize. I give it less.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. Sometimes a plant just gets so comfortable that it doesn't want to flower. And what I've done on some of the plants, and I've had surprising results. For now, we're going into the fall season, the winter season, and the plants normally don't flower because of the length of the day. And your plant needs long days to blossom. So what I want you to do in the spring, in April, pull the plant out of the pot, look at the root ball, and if you see nothing but a massive amount of roots, then I want you to repot it into a pot 2 inches larger. But before you repot it, I want you to take a knife, and I want you to cut into the root ball, cutting some of these roots that are going around and around the outer edge of your root ball. And I want you to cut about a half an inch deep into the pot on two sides, and then put a cut right across the bottom, and then repot it. And use a good potting soil like black gold. Espoma has a great potting soil. And then put them in a sunny location and get a time-release fertilizer like dynamite or what's the other one? But any kind of a time-release pellet fertilizer. And that will feed the plant for a 3-month period. Osmocote, either one of those two.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth Fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rose and Flower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are trying to help you to get motivated and to get out in the yard and start to do some cleanups and get some fall planting done. A lot of nurseries are having sales on shrubs and trees at this point. Take advantage of it. Plant mums, cabbage, kale, or your fall blooming asters, all of your bulbs. If you're going to plant a tree that is taller than 6 feet, it should be staked. So when you buy the tree, buy a staking kit, and that way during the winter, it's secured in the ground. It doesn't move around with the wind, and because the ground is still warm, roots will form and develop until Thanksgiving and beyond. So you've got plenty of time to plant and take advantage of it and get it done. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Mass with a question about roses.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. How can we help you with the roses?
Not roses. I have a question about the rabbits. You know the fertilizer, like the four-step fertilizer, and one has
yes.
the weed killer, and it you're supposed to put it on the grass when it's damp so that it sticks to the broadleaf weeds.
Right.
I was afraid to put it down because we have so many rabbits, and I was afraid they would eat it. Do you have any information on that? Like, can they be hurt by that?
Boy, you've got me on that one. I've never thought of it that way. If the rabbits are eating the clover, I'll tell you what I want you to do, Sandy. I want you to send me an email.
Okay.
My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad, at roadrunner.com. Mm-hmm. So pparent at roadrunner.com.
Mm-hmm.
Write down the question. And what I'll do on Monday is I will call Bonide and Jonathan Green and ask them that particular question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll email you the answer. If you don't email me, I'm going to forget.
That's okay. And the product that I happen to have is the Scott's product this year.
Okay.
Maybe they can answer the same question.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. So if you send me an email,
then
I will check into it during the week, and I'll answer you back. And then that will remind me to mention it next Sunday also.
Okay, I will do that. And then I heard all the trouble you had with your chipmunks. We have chipmunk problems too, but we also have a rabbit hole that's right next to the foundation. And I'm wondering if you have any idea if they can do such damage as the chipmunks can going under a foundation of the house. And I don't want to fill it in because I'm afraid they might be inside. I don't know what to do. Do you happen to have any info on the rabbit holes?
The one thing that I know that will get animals out of a hole very, very quickly without hurting them is if you can get some used kitty litter.
Okay.
And the more it's used, the better. And what you would do is you would dump, probably a couple of shovelfuls right into the rabbit's hole, then take your hose and wash it into the hole. And what's going to happen is the kitty litter is designed to absorb all of the urine from the cat.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get the solids. So when you dump the used kitty litter and the solids into the hole, and then you run the hose in there to wash it in, the water will release the urine from the kitty litter and will pollute the hole. And the animal won't be able to live in there because of the smell, and the animal will come out. So if you dump a couple of shovelfuls or more, flush it in really well with the hose, give it a week, and then fill in the hole, the rabbit will definitely be gone because it's going to smell
super
terrible.
Okay?
Thank
you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you to have a great fall season.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shoe Mold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shoe Mold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We want to tell you that as we get into the month of October, that there will be two insects that will start to appear on your house, in your screens. One of them is the stink bug, and it's a triangular-shaped bug, and you'll know it's a stink bug because if you squeeze it, whoo, it stinks. The other one looks like a ladybug. And right now, they're preparing for the winter. They're looking for a place that's nice and warm. So, if you have screens, screen door, an opening to your attic, you can use a product called Surface and Screen Spray. It's made by Linwood Laboratories. And you can spray it on your screens and around the edges of the screen where they get in. And it will keep them from coming into your home. And if you've got a screen porch, spray the screens on the screen porch, and it will kill the stink bug and that Asiatic lily beetle. Now, on the southwest side, so the south is where your house gets sun all day. West side is where the sun sets, and that's where they will kind of gather before they get into your house. If you see them gathering on your house, use the screen and surface and spray the side of your house with it. And once they begin to collect on it, they will absorb the product and it will knock them down. And that way you won't have stink bugs and that little ladybug type insect all over your ceiling in the house. And boy, there's some years that you'll have hundreds of them in the eave of your house. So let's get it. Let's get ready for them. And you'll know what to do. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lila from Mass with a question about forsythia.
Lila, how can we help you with your forsythia? And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call. I seem to have some sort of a vine that's, it almost looks like it's growing up through the root of the forsythia bush. It comes up and it winds itself around the branches and it's like strangling it. And then it will actually jump from bush to bush because I have a number of these bushes planted around my yard. And what I've begun to do is take all of the dead stuff out from underneath, clip it, and some of the branches, of course, these forsythia bushes have been here for many, many years, and there is still a lot of life to the bush. They flowered pretty well this spring, but I'm so sick of trying to, you know, catch these vines that are strangling them, and I'm wondering if there's anything that I can do that if I can find where the some of them I found where the root is coming up through the ground, but I can't seem to pull it to where I feel like I've got it, the whole thing. It seems to just grow back.
Okay. Now, does this have a leaf, this vine?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So it does have a fairly large leaf or
I would say it's almost the same size as the forsythia bush. Because sometimes you look at it and you think it's the forsythia bush, but then you realize if you get closer that it's wrapped itself around like a vine. Then you realize, no, it's not.
Okay. It sounds to me like it's probably bittersweet. Because bittersweet, in fact, I just cleaned my perennial garden on Friday, and I noticed some bittersweet early in the year. I got busy, I left it alone, and it came up between some of my daisies, which the garden is mostly, and I pulled and pulled, and the roots ran everywhere. And the more I pulled, the more roots I found.
One thing I did, now that you're talking, is last night when I was out there trying to clear one of the bushes, one of the vines had yellow berries on it.
Yep. If it's got yellow berries, and if you take that berry and you crack it open and it's orange on the inside, then you've got bittersweet. But the thing that you're going to have to do is you're going to have to pull and get that vine out of there the best you can. Now, in the spring, when your forsythia gets done blooming, that bittersweet will again start to grow because you probably won't be able to get all of the root. And what I've done, see, if you take like a pump sprayer or an aerosol sprayer, and you get the weed killer on the forsythia, you could hurt the forsythia. So what I want you to do, wait until all the leaves come off your forsythia plant so that you can better see the vine wrapping itself around the plant, because the foliage will all be gone. Then unwind the bittersweet, try and pull as much of it out as possible. In the spring, when it gets done, if there's anything left, it will start to grow again. And if you use aerosol, like I started to say, and you get it on the forsythia, you're going to hurt it. So what I do in a situation like that is I'll buy a product called Clean Up. It's made by Bonai, the Lawn and Garden, and I'll mix it in like a little bucket. And I'll only mix maybe like a gallon. I'll buy a pair of Playtex rubber gloves, a cheap pair of cotton garden gloves, and put the cotton gloves over the Playtex gloves. Dip my hand in the bucket. Get the glove all wet. And then with one hand, I will hold back the forsythia. In the hand with the glove, I'll rub the cleanup all over the foliage. And that way I target the weed killer right on the bittersweet. And I'll come back 2 weeks later, and I'll do the exact same thing, and the bittersweet is gone.
Okay, so I get what you're saying, because you've got the wet cloth glove over the plastic Playtex glove, and you're just rubbing that foliage, sort of like coating it.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Because, see, if you use a pump sprayer, it's going to squirt out, and you're going to get a mist, and some of that mist will hit the foliage of your forsythia, and you could end up hurting it. So by using your hand as the applicator, you don't touch the leaf of the forsythia. You target the bittersweet, and it works great. I had a problem with junipers, and I had weeds coming in my junipers. And if I sprayed, I would kill the juniper. So I did the same thing, rubbing just the weeds coming through the junipers. They all died, and now my junipers are nice and clean.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and good luck. And, you know, as soon as the foliage comes off your plant, you'll better be able to find this vine on your plant. And then unwind it and pull as much of it out this fall as possible. Really, really hurt it. You know, pull it out. If it snaps, dig in the ground and try and get some of that root out. And then you'll be in good shape. And that way next spring, there'll be a lot less work required on your side, because you've done the bulk of the cleaning at this time of the year. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next
Tom,
up we've
who's
got
up?
Margaret from Keene with a question about bearded iris.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your iris?
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. My bearded iris are still green. The leaves are still green. When can I dig them up, and when should I replant them? Can I put them away for the winter?
Okay, on your bearded iris, fall is the best time to divide. So if you've got the time today, we've got some beautiful weather. I know that the nurseries and the garden centers are now selling iris. So what you want to do is you want to dig up the entire clump of iris. So dig it all up as one unit, okay? Now, the way that an iris grows is it looks like a foot with a fan of foliage attached to it. You plant that, it will bloom in the spring, and then that plant will transfer all of its energy to two side shoots. And it makes two brand new plants, but the mother dies.
Oh.
The following year, the two babies will blossom. They will make two side shoots, transfer all of their energy, and then they die. So when you've had an iris plant in the ground for 3 years, you started with one, you went to two, then you went to four, and then eventually eight, but everything that's old is dead. And if you don't get rid of it, you will encourage an insect called a borer, which is like a maggot, to get inside to eat the dead iris tubers. And then in time, they'll get into the healthy bulbs, and you'll lose all of your iris. So dig them up. Use only the tips that are firm and hard and fleshy and white in color. Anything that's soft, dump it. Get rid of it. Don't put it in your compost pile. Put it in the trash because you don't want to encourage borers to live in your compost. And then you want to replant them. So add some compost, replant them, and cut the foliage of your iris, which is nice and green right now, in the shape of a teepee, about 10 inches tall, but you cut it like a teepee, and the plants will root, and you'll be in good shape. Now, dig your hole shallow, spread the roots, cover it, but the top of the iris bulb must be visible after you water. If you take the iris bulb and you cover it with an inch or two of soil, they'll grow, but they won't flower. So they need to be on the surface of the soil.
Okay. Can I also give them away? Can I keep them for next year or not?
If you want to keep them till next year, dig them up, clean them, put them in pots, and put them in your garage in your garage for the winter. If you just put them in the bag and put them in your basement, they're going to dry out. So dig them up, clean them, pot them, water, and in your tool shed. You want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend. Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilt-Proof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilt-Proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If you're opening up your camp, cottage, or camper and you smell mold and mildew, it's time to treat the surface with the all-natural shoe mold from Linwood Labs. Musty basements or even mold growing on your plants is no match for shoe mold spray, and it works fast. Safe to use on rugs, curtains, furniture, and all surfaces. That's all-natural shoe mold. Also look for screen and surface insect spray to keep your insects off the screen door and windows. It will last up to 4 weeks.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Remember, when your fruit trees, your flowering trees, lose all of their foliage, the most important thing for you to do is to get rid of those leaves on the ground. Because if you had insects or diseases on your fruit trees or flowering trees, they have laid eggs on the leaves. And when the weather gets right next spring, they'll wake up, they'll hatch, and they'll re-attack your plant. So it may be late in the year when they finally all come off, but make sure that you clean around your plants properly. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from New Hampshire with a question about potatoes.
Bob, how can we help you with your potatoes? And welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm a little concerned about you this morning. You're drowning chipmunks and you're evicting rabbits out of their homes. I'm beginning to wonder what's happening. Listen, on potatoes, what's the best kind of soil other than what you normally would grow them in? And what kind of fertilizer is good to use for potatoes?
Okay. Well, potatoes will grow in just about any soil, but they want a soil that's well-drained. They don't like a heavy soil that's got clay in it. And what I've done, my garden is just the opposite. I live in Kennebunk. I'm about 15 miles inland. I'm almost in Sanford, the next town. But when I first started to garden, I had about 3 to 4 inches of topsoil, and then the rest of it was all sand. So what I did is I added a couple of truckloads of cow manure, I added compost, And then I also added seaweed to the garden. So the more organic matter that you can add to the soil, the better your potatoes will be. And in my case, all of this organic matter helped the soil to retain moisture during the heat of summer. If your soil is clay, then this will break it up, will break up the clay so the soil doesn't stick like a big ball of putty. It will improve the drainage, and your potatoes will do a lot better. So what I do in the spring is this. I dig a trench about maybe 6 to 10 inches deep. I put in some dynamite fertilizer, which is a slow-release organic fertilizer. You can use the Dr. Earth vegetable with probiotics, which is another real good fertilizer. And then I add soil moist. And soil moist is great if you've got a sandy soil because it helps to retain moisture. And I scratch all that in the bottom of the trench, space my potatoes about maybe 12 to 15 inches apart, and I cover the trench. And I space my rows 3 feet apart. In about a couple weeks, they're all poking up through. When the plant gets to be about 6 to 8 inches tall, I pull the soil between the rows in the walkway around the base of the plant. And I keep doing that all summer to create a mound about a foot high. And the potatoes will grow in the ground and on the stems that I have created this mound of soil. If you see a potato sticking out, cover it with soil because you don't want a green potato. It won't keep, and the green part is poisonous. So keep mounding your soil. I use the Dr. Earth fertilizer with probiotics. I also use a liquid food from Dr. C. And it's all organic. And Dr. C is in Presque Isle, Maine. And he is working with the potato industry, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage. It's all organic. It's all natural. And the stuff works great. So do that. And then if you get the Colorado potato beetle, get a product from Boneyed called Captain Jack. Spray the foliage with Captain Jack, and that will kill all the Colorado potato beetle organically.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com